Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. This is Mita Spencer.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
Okay.
So I got your email.
Uh-huh.
And I guess we're just a little frustrated.
Yeah, no, okay, yeah, go on, sorry.
Well, we don't know exactly what, I mean, you guys haven't sent us a contract. You told me over the phone what we were okayed for, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that was me that called you. I'm not the person that usually calls to let you guys know what you guys got approved for and all that stuff. That's usually my underwriters.
Sam?
Yeah, Sam. Yep, he's my supervisor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I talked to one of you two anyways,
mm-hmm.
and you told me over the phone what we were approved for and da-da-da. Well, this
uh-huh.
is exactly how they told me we were approved. They told me $20,000 and they could do weekly.
Okay.
Or they have actually five different options you could pick from.
Oh, okay.
So, why, I don't know what the underwriters exactly want, because, I mean, the
mm-hmm.
next step for is contract, right? With you guys
sure.
and?
Okay.
So if I ask them to send me a contract, then that means I'm accepting their offer, and I don't necessarily want to accept their offer. This guy was like an ass on the phone. He was
really
blunt, and
I'm sorry.
Like, I'm not one to be, I don't have a lot of knowledge, but
uh-huh.
when I ask questions that I don't understand, I don't necessarily want a asshole.
Right, of course,
like,
but she shouldn't
yeah,
have.
Yeah, I
like,
am a blonde, but sometimes I do ask stupid questions before
okay.
thinking about it.
No,
but
I
like to be treated like shit either.
Right, no, I totally understand where you're coming from. And, you know, I've been trying to keep you guys updated this entire time, and I do apologize for all that stuff. But why don't I, let me get Sam real quick. He might have more knowledge on how to get that kind of, like, copy from them or something.
Well, I just want to be, like, Keith and I were so fed up now. We're
yeah.
just, like, at the point, we started this process on June 27th.
Yeah.
This was supposed to take, what, 48 hours?
Today's usually,
the
13th. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today's the 13th. It's like, either we're going to do it or we're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in time, we're frustrated.
Right.
We could care less even if you guys go 20,000 right now at this point. The most thing we're concerned about is this daily withdrawal because we get paid weekly. Is there a different option where, you know, even if you don't even change the stupid amount, we don't really, I mean, we got plans and that meets the standards, that amount does, but
mm-hmm.
the thing that we're mostly concerned about is the daily withdrawal because we're not, we're woodsmen. We
right.
don't sit in front of the phone and the computer, and seriously, this is the most that we've been in front of a computer. And it's frustrating because we're missing out on things that we need to be in the woods.
No, yeah, I totally understand that, 100%. The whole weekly option, that's where we're getting kind of caught up on.
Why is it so hard if you, I mean, then we know that the money's there.
Right, I understand.
You know, we're not
yep.
having to transfer money from this or that, or, you know, we know exactly when we get paid, we know when we make our deposits, we know the money is going to be there, even if we're not home or in front of the computer or whatever.
Sure. Now, because you guys are, well, that's actually going to be just deducted from, so like when we put the money into your account, that's just going to be deducted every single day, you know, automatically.
But an exact amount? An exact amount daily?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it
going to
be
yeah.
a different amount each day?
No. It's $108 a day.
Okay, for 21 days out of the month.
Yep.
So what exactly does that come out to be, since I don't have a calculator? And
so that comes out to be, let me see.
I think you said like 23.
Yeah,
I
something
think.
Like that. Yeah, 23, 23, 240.
Okay. So as long as we have that amount in there for the months that, you know, that we know we're not using, then we should be fine. We're just worried about doing this and then you guys drawing more or making it complicating on our end with daily, with not knowing, being able to check.
Right.
You know, you guys don't know us. We don't know you. And this is kind of, you know.
Oh, sure. No, I know.
A little different for us. And so we're skeptical.
No, I totally agree. I understand where you come from. And you got to realize, too, is that we're a relationship-based bank, you know. We search for people that we want to do business with, and we want to do business with you guys for a while. So I know you guys, I think this is your first time doing business with us. So, I mean, if you guys were ever to do it, like, again in the future, then more options would be able to open up with you guys if, you know, everything works out perfectly, like, you know, the payments are all made and all that stuff like that. So we're definitely a relationship-based bank, and we always want to keep that relationship, you know, going.
Okay, let me ask you this. We are, like you said, we had asked you about how a while back now, since it's been a while, how to go about maybe using the working capital. And we had made a decision on how to use it and what we were going to do with it exactly. And we have a plan made out, but this is stopping us because now we're at a blunt stop with you guys, and it's like, we've already got this shit in action.
Mm-hmm.
We got a bigger, higher company that already approved us to come work for them.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Put this working capital to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be making some money.
Good. Okay. Perfect.
We're quite excited. But, awesome. I mean, this is like stopping us, and we don't know. Okay. So if we did this right now, then how would it work the rest of the month out according to the daily withdrawal? Because we're starting with this new company, we're going to have a skip a week.
Okay.
Because we're going to be switching,
mm-hmm.
you know, so our pay is going to be skipped a week because we're starting for a new company that's going to be better off.
Sure, I understand.
So I need to kind of know how it would work out for this month, because that skip week of pay will be this month.
Right.
If this happens right now. So... because we're looking at moving, and that's what I mean. That's why we needed to get this done, because this company wants us there now.
Well, that's good. And congratulations. That's awesome. I'm happy for you guys. Now, as long as you have the, you know, $2,324 for the month, that would be every single day for the month. So that's pretty much what you're looking at, because you're doing a 10-month term, it looks like. And you guys have, you know, there's also discounts, too, is for early payback. So, I mean, you said you're going to be making some money with this new
company. Are we able to pay off sooner?
Oh, sure.
So will be, like, a set payoff if, like, so I call you and say, okay, what's the payoff this month?
Yep,
We can do that. That's an option. Okay.
Yep.
That was what Keith wanted to know, too. Okay. Well, I had talked to him earlier once I got your email, and he said, give me an hour to think.
Okay.
And so he's racking his brain, and I'm racking mine, of course. But so the next step on this is just sending you a check and a copy of his driver's license.
Yep, a voided check. That way we can get the account number, and then you should get the funds either... I think it might be early enough today, maybe to get it by tonight or by tomorrow.
Okay, and so then when would you start the daily withdrawal? The very next day, or?
I believe I'm fairly new to that part. I believe it's on that day. I mean, if you want to give me a second, I can ask. You want me to ask?
So when you deposit the money, it's only $108. I just need to know if it's like the same day. So you would probably take the 108 out of the 16.6.
Yes. Yep. So it'll be directly. It'll all go right into your account. Now that 108 will just be deducted every single day from that amount. And then when you start making money, that's where it starts to work out for you. So.
Okay. So we're going to be doing that. We'll skip a week. So. Okay.
And trust me, I mean, I will I'll get in touch with you know, the people that are a little bit better in the this part of the deal than I am, and I will email you the whole thing of you know, like the payments and all that stuff. So you'll get all that. It'll all be in the contract too. Also.
Yeah, see, you're telling me it's going to be in a contract, in which I haven't got a contract from the other company, too, and that's what
right,
you're
yeah.
saying, but then that's what you guys want to make the same deal, mm-hmm. and it's like, you guys are confusing the hell out of me, because either one of you never gave me a contract in the first place yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how can your underwriters want that if I don't have it from you guys either, or from them? So it's mm-hmm. like, you guys are really not leaving us an option here.
Well, I gotcha. I can, like I said, I can form it to, I can ask Sam real quick about how that would work about getting that copy of that.
Supposedly they're in the same building as you, Prestige or something.
Prestige.
They got it from you guys.
Really?
That's how they found us. Mm-hmm.
Same building. We're actually...
Like, they said, like, 21 companies are in their building or something like that. Let me see here.
No, we're actually a small... This
Brandon
is actually a small...
Brandon Nolan. Prestige Capital Funding.
Really? I'm going to look that up.
I haven't heard of them, and I haven't heard of you guys either, so it's like we're gambling either way.
Yeah. Let me see.
Them, I won't send them any information.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm still working with you guys, but they're fighting too, so it's like...
No, sure, yeah. Let me hand it over to Sam real quick. That way he can pretty much go over that more with you. All right? He's right here. One second.
Okay.
Hi, is this Mita?
Yes.
Hey, Mita, it's Sam. How are you?
Pretty good. I got a lot of questions today because we're getting close and we're just nervous and we've never done this, so it's kind of still, you know. But
sure. I'll walk you through whatever we need to and try to bring some clarity to it. Happy to help.
Okay.
What was the first question? What are we working with here?
Okay. We really wanted to do weekly just because we're woods people and not always with internet or computer or our bank, stuff like that.
Oh,
but
I see.
We're really skeptical about doing the daily thing. But Stephen assures that it'll be $108 and that's it, no more each day, so then
yes.
For 21 days.
Yes. So the way that works, I'm looking at the approval right now, and it looks like we did ask a couple times for actually a second and third review to try to get a weekly option for you guys, because I remember the conversation. But ultimately, it wasn't there, and the reason for that typically is for first-time borrowers. There's a certain set of criteria that you have to hit as far as credit requirements to be able to qualify for the weekly payments. So at this point, daily is the only option, but I want you to understand that once you get midway through this term, it looks like we have you guys at 10 months. So once you get just under 5 months in, you're eligible to refinance it. And at that point, it would be more likely that we could request weekly options for you because you wouldn't be a first-time borrower, you would be an existing customer. So that was something I wanted to let you guys know, that although we weren't able to get it approved from the beginning for weekly, it could be on the table once we get midway through the term. Now, on that daily payment, it absolutely is a fixed cost of $108. It will not be more than that, and that would be set up to be automatically withdrawn from the account each
mm-hmm.
business day, each weekday, so Monday through Friday. And I know if, you know, there are some concerns with that, I know it's just different than what you're probably used to, but I want to assure you, you know, if there is a situation that happens to come up where, you know, the cash flow becomes an issue and a, you know, $108 draw out of the account might not be there for a day, all you need to do is give us a call and let us know, and we can press pause on it, and we can wait, you know, 1, 2, 3 days, however long it takes to get the cash there, and then just press play again and resume it. And all it would do is extend your term out that number of days that we waited. Okay. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, because that was another thing that we are concerned about, because we had asked Stephen earlier during this process of how he would recommend us using a working capital, because we don't have a working capital.
Sure.
And he gave us some, like, examples and whatnot, so we had put our minds together. Well, we already have something in the works, and this is why I had emailed him that, you know, we kind of need to get this moving, is because we've already gotten a company that's higher up than us that's willing to... It's way better money, it's more money, it's more everything. And we're already approved, and they want us now to move our equipment, and that's the problem. We can't move until we have this finalized.
Yes.
So we're stopping two different companies on, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, okay, do we do this? Do we not do this? Do we accept this offer? Because this offer is, like, amazing that this guy is willing to give us, and it's like, but we wouldn't be able to move without this money either, because it's low buoyant and everything else, you know.
Uh-huh.
Further away. So we're just, we're ready to make a decision, and we just didn't like the daily thing.
Yeah.
The other company was offering 20, but it was like, so.
Sure. Now, is there a big difference between, I know it looks like the total that we had was a little less than that, so 16,600. Is there a big difference between that and the 20 that you're being offered? Like, is that going to make a difference in what you're able to do?
Yeah, it would, but I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out right now today, is if we can make it work with the 16,600. It's
sure,
not so
okay.
much that we'd say no, but it's like, if it was 20, it would boost this company with us higher. You know, it put us
yes.
at a better option with this company. So it's kind of like, yeah, if you guys could go the 20 in the daily, then it would benefit us to maybe an early payoff or refinancing, like you said, in the 5 months.
Yeah.
It would put us at a way better position. And it's really not that much money more.
Yes. Now, I mean...
That's like a half a week's work for us. I mean, the difference.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I'm looking at the kind of like the process that the file's been through, because we asked for two separate reviews on it after we got the original approval. And really, the reason why it's not being, increased, it comes down to the credit score. It's just below.
Right, and that's going to change by the end of the month. That's the thing. We've already paid... That's what we pay our credit cards and stuff like that, not often enough, I guess, now that we figured it out, because it hurt his credit score. But that credit score is almost 90% of that is going to be off there, and there's only two things on there. So it's really, you know, that credit score is what's killing us, and it's really not going to be that. We just paid off a $17,000 credit card.
Oh, yeah,
that was on there.
Help.
So how can it, I mean, I don't know if it's been updated since you guys did. I don't know how long it takes for a credit score to be updated.
Yeah, it depends on kind of the company that you made the payment to. Their reporting schedule can vary with each company. Typically, it takes about 2 weeks for them to report something, though.
Okay. Because this was through a bank.
Sure.
We had a bank credit card, and we had it maxed, and we paid it off.
Okay, yeah, that'll definitely... result in a different score.
Yeah, that's how we'll max it out, but we'll pay it off, not like weekly or daily, and that's I guess that's hurting us that way. I don't know. I guess you're not supposed to max out a credit card and then pay it off totally, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think, I mean, really, the factors that go into it, just to give you a little insight, are the total usage amount. So if you are at a period where, you know, you have like 90% or 99% of it used, that's going to hurt you. But then on top of that, They also look at how, with each reporting period, if you are carrying a balance over to the next, that it, they just look that it is lower than the previous balance. So paying it off isn't necessarily going to hurt you, but having some usage on there, like usually if you're around 20% of it, actually looks better than if you're at 0%. Does that make sense?
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's so just kind of the way the formulas work when they do it.
Because we have our certain cards for, like, our fuel and certain cards for the equipment and that way. And if one gets maxed, we just switch to the other one, and then we pay off that
and
one.
And pay off the other.
You know.
I do a similar process, and when I'm doing it, though, instead of paying off the full balance, I usually leave, you know, about 10 to 15% just to show that it's being used.
Okay.
And that sometimes can result in a little difference. You're playing with a few points.
Credit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That way, then the other.
Absolutely.
See, we learn things every day.
Yeah, and you know, like really, what I was saying is, I'm happy to give you any feedback that we can, because like we're not trying to do just this one time, you know, 16-6 with you. You know, we'd like to actually, you know, become your, you know, financing partner and work with you guys, figure out what kind of options you have, and see what we can make to make sense. Now, right now, the 16-6 at the 10 months with the $108 daily is, it was the best that we could do at this time. And it's definitely something it sounds like you could use the 16-6 in some ways. So, you know, really the option that I see here is if it's something that we want to do, we can go for it and then look to refinance with a few different options once the working relationship is established. So once you start showing that you're making the payments on time, then the credit score that you have, obviously that's going to go up as well, but that's going to factor in less into our, you know, kind of future endeavors that we do with you guys. It mitigates the risk once we know you.
Okay. Because we only do automatic withdrawal with, actual our banks, so.
Sure.
This is a little different. Not, you know, we know our bankers and.
Yeah.
No, you guys don't.
No, absolutely. I understand.
It's a hard decision when it's your company's business account, you know, when you don't know somebody to do an automatic thing like that.
Absolutely. I can understand that. And, you know, actually a lot of our customers start off that way. This is the whole working capital program itself. I mean, it's still relatively new. It's only been around for, you know, a handful of years. So not everybody is familiar with it. So it is kind of tricky, you know, anytime you're dealing with a bank account to introduce new ways.
Yeah, you don't necessarily get a phone call offering you money over the phone all the time. So
yeah.
It's a little weird, but, you know, your business has got to do it somehow. You know, reach out to people, and we do it too. So
yeah, that's kind of the way that we choose is over the phone, and we do the mailing. But you know, what we definitely can offer you that I know you probably appreciate with, you know, your local bank because you know them, is we're very accessible. So anytime through this, if you have any questions on anything, you can always call, you know, Steve, you can call Steve up, you can call me up, you can send us emails, and we're immediately there with all of the information that we gather on your file. We really do call ourselves a relationship-based bank, and that's what we're looking to do. Now, to give you an idea of kind of how the process would work moving forward, if, you know, we want to do this, in order to set up that that basically, you know, put the loan in place and set up the automatic withdrawals, all it takes is a copy of the driver's license and a voided business check showing the business bank account. From there, we generate the documents with all of the banking information in there, so it would just automatically be streamlined. You guys don't have to worry about, you know, setting, like, you know, make your payment every day. It's not something that's on your agenda. It'll automatically be taken care of. And like I said, if there is an issue with the cash flow, all you need to do is call Steve, call him directly on the phone and let him know, and we can take care of it in a second.
Okay. Yeah, because there will be, that's why I was asking Steven, like, when you would start the daily withdraw, is that the day of depositing or the day after or next month or what?
Typically, it will be the day after. But sometimes it does have kind of a waiting period depending on where we are in the month. I don't know exactly what it would be until we actually generate the physical contract. And at that point, that date would be on there.
Okay. because when we do the switch here with this company, our pay is going to be, we're going to have a skip week, you know, because we're starting a new company.
Oh, I see.
So that's what we're concerned about with.
Oh, the initial week where you might have, you know, you get it in and then you
right.
Basically put it all out for a week.
Yeah, we don't know if, like, okay, once you guys deposit the money, we're good to go for our move, but it's going to cost, you know, money for this move.
Sure.
To use it the right way, the correct way that we want to use it with this company to make us higher up on their list for
uh-huh.
their pay rate, we're worried about if the money will be there, you know, when we do that skip week. You know what I mean?
I got you. Okay.
Because we're switching companies to better off ourselves to make the more money.
Yes, I see what you're saying. Okay. And again, with that, I don't know exactly the day that it would be at this point until I generate the actual documents. If you'd like, it's very simple to do. It takes us, you know, a couple hours to request it and get it finished. But all you would need to do is send a copy of the driver's license and avoided check. We can generate the documents and then go over it at that point. At that point, you're not locked into anything just sending over the check and the driver's license. All that does is allow us to give you the actual contract, you know, the terms. And from there, we can kind of see what we're working with. We'll see the date. And if there's kind of an adjustment that we need to make it work for, you know, how you guys are, you know, how the business plans are, we can do that.
Okay. All right. Do I have to write void on the check? Or how do I, can I fax it? Or
yeah,
what do I?
You can fax it. You can email it. I mean, do you have a scanner?
I don't know how to use a scanner. That's why I've been doing fax.
Okay, no problem.
So I could actually rip up. Can I use that check still, though? You just need it for the routing number and...
That's exactly what we need. I mean, if you want to just scan the check, and then when we get it on our end, we can write void on it, if you'd like, and that way you still have that check, so you're able to use it.
Okay.
Was that kind of what you're trying to get at?
Yeah, I didn't know how to.
Yeah, we can do that. Really, the sole purpose of it is so we have the exact bank, the account number, and the routing number. But we do ask for a copy of an actual check for the account to prove that it exists. You know,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to just sending over those hard numbers. But if you can just send a copy of the check along with a copy of the driver's license. You can fax that, and we can absolutely, you know, generate the documents and get the actual specifics on what we would be dealing with.
Okay. All right. Well, like I told Steven, I had called Keith to, and he wanted to think about it for an hour, and he was
okay.
going to call me back and let me know to go through with it or not. So.
Okay. Okay.
So he was going to make his business calls to the other company and... whatnot, so, and find out where we exactly stand with this move and what day, and because we're trying to finish out our job site too.
Uh huh.
You know.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is a big.
There's a lot of moving
change.
Parts to it.
Yes, it's a very long process on our end, and I mean, this is kind of the working capital is what's going to make this move happen, and if we don't do it, then. We need to figure out, okay, are we going to stay on this job? What are we going to do?
I see. Yeah. Okay.
You know, so. Anyways, well, if I hear from Keith in an hour, I will, and it's a yes, then I will fax it over and go from there, I guess.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great. And if you guys, you know, if you do come up with any other questions, feel free to give us a call. We're happy to, you know, hash through anything you have. And then also, if you do send the fax, just go ahead and shoot Steve an email letting him know that you did so we can be on the lookout and grab it right when it comes in. Because we have a number of different people using the same fax machine. So it'll just cut down on time.
Right. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Did you have any other questions for me, Mita?
No, not right at this time.
Not at the moment. Okay.
Not at the moment.
Okay,
not
no
at
problem.
The moment.
All right.
Okay.
Well, like, go ahead and reach back out if any of them do pop up, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
all
thanks,
right, thank you. Bye.